In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
A beautiful and blessed Palm Sunday to everyone, a blessed celebration. Palm Sunday, the entrance of our Lord into Jerusalem. One of the more festive celebrations on the Christian calendar, one of the more festive celebrations in our collective experience as believers. Yesterday, our Lord Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus, a man 4 days dead. And in front of a crowd, he raised that man, raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, news like that, that's going to travel fast. So when Jesus enters Jerusalem today, the multitudes are ready for him. Palm branches are cut down. They're waved to him as king. Cloaks are laid down on the ground so as he crosses over them, he doesn't have to be in the dirt. People calling out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, which of course is a title, it's an address that is only given to the long-awaited Messiah. An interesting question, I think, is what caused it to gel at this moment? I mean, Jesus had been preaching and working signs for 3 years at this point. Why did the people turn out today? Jesus had already done so many signs. He opened the eyes of the blind. He healed those that couldn't walk. He fed the hungry, thousands of them at once. It's not just physical. He also opened the inner eyes of the blind and healed those who were paralyzed in sin so that they could walk. I mean, he forgave those sins. And no matter how sketchy a person's past was, no matter what they had done in their previous life, there was a place at the table with him. There was always going to be a place at his table. This was the good news that he had been doing and the signs he had been working for 3 years. And yes, people were drawn to him over that time, over that 3 years. But it wasn't like this. This was different. To raise the dead. And not just someone that had just died either, but someone that had been 4 days dead, to the point where the corruption and stench of this broken world had already taken hold of Lazarus's body. Jesus restores this man to life, someone that by all other accounts should have been beyond hope. This is different. Now, everyone who turned out had their own personal reasons to celebrate the Lord's entrance into Jerusalem. But John is clear in his gospel that the raising of Lazarus was the moment that people knew without a doubt that God had come among his people in the person of Jesus Christ. This was the gelling moment when God, in the person of Jesus Christ, raises Lazarus from the dead. Now, that is the core cause of this great celebration that the great multitudes had to come out. And among all the crowds, among all these people, this whole multitude of the city, the Gospels and the church pay particular attention to a subset, to some of these people. And that subset of these people that turned out that the church pays particular attention to is the children. The children. Matthew mentions how it's the children that are calling Hosanna in the temple. Our hymns say the children with the palms of victory. The Hebrew children come out to greet him. Sing with the children, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. We sing all these kinds of things about the children. Why them? Why indeed? It's safe to say that the vast majority of the adults that came out to celebrate the Lord's entrance into the holy city, to wave palm branches in their hands, who laid their cloaks down on the road in front of him, I would think it's safe to say that they were acting genuinely. I have no reason to doubt that most of them were genuine. They really came out to celebrate Jesus as the Messiah. The problem is that they also brought a certain agenda with them, or maybe better worded, they brought a certain set of expectations with them. The Messiah, in their mind, was supposed to be a fighter. He was supposed to be a political leader. He was supposed to be a military general. He was supposed to make all my problems go away, number one of which was that occupying Roman force. That's what they expected him to do and to be. And of course, the problem with expectations is that as soon as someone doesn't live up to them, it's a lot easier to write that person off than it is to change my expectations. 5 days. 5 days were all it took for Jesus to go from hero to fraud, to go from Hosanna to crucify him in the minds of many gathered. 5 days. But not so with the children. Not so with the children. Their love for Jesus, their devotion, their celebration was pure. It was unmixed. It was untainted by conditions and expectations and what are you going to do for me? It was sheer and bare jubilant celebration. It's just out there. Kids are out there with their love without conditions. You know how it is with adults. When we're supposed to celebrate, we get a little bit restrained. We don't want to look too foolish. We look left and right to see what everybody else is doing because we don't want to jump too high if nobody else is doing that, right? With kids, there's none of that. It's like, I'm going to jump as high as I can. I am happy and excited and I don't care who knows it. Kids not only have no agenda, they're not ashamed of love and joy and celebration because it's coming from a pure heart. One of my favorite Palm Sunday icons of all time, I'll send it to you this afternoon by email. I have a copy of it. One of my favorite Palm Sunday icons of all time shows the usual Jesus coming into Jerusalem on the donkey, and all the adults are welcoming him, you know, standing stoically with their palm branches, you know how adults do. And some of them are laying down clothes in his path. But in the bottom corner, there's a little kid whipping off their clothes to lay down in front of Jesus. And the kid is buck naked in this icon with this little bare bottom showing. And the funny thing is, we all know at least one kid that would do something like that, don't we? There is at least one kid in our life that time to throw the clothes down and just there you go. But the icon is not just for humor. It's that children can teach us to take the focus off of ourselves and to put it where it belongs without agenda, without condition, without the slightest bit of self-consciousness. Now today, we're also, of course, celebrating God coming among us, not only in the person of Jesus Christ, but in the baptism today of little Veda Fern. Just like we can learn from the children of Palm Sunday, we can also learn from Veda. Now, the name Veda, I don't know if you knew this when you picked the name. The name Veda means ruler. It means leader. It's quite divine that God would assign today that the youngest person among us, the youngest, most newly baptized person, is going to come to us with the name leader on a day like today on Palm Sunday. Because just like the children of that first Palm Sunday led the adults there, so today Veda comes and leads us here. Veda shows us that it is a holy and sacred thing to be like her. To be completely dependent on God, 100% dependent on God, to really, and even to rely on others even. There's something sacred about being willing to rely on others. Most of us are willing to help others. A lot of us don't like to be, to need others. But Veda's not ashamed to need others. She's not ashamed of that. She's unashamed in her love. She's unashamed in not only having love for anybody without prejudice, but receiving love from anyone without prejudice. If you love her, she'll love you back. Even if you don't, she'll probably love you back. And to be willing to receive love from anyone and to give love to anyone is a mark of what a real leader is, what a real leader does. And as Veda grows in her childhood, you will see that she accepts God without agenda. She accepts God without personal expectations. She will accept God through her childhood without any shame at all, and with a joy and devotion and faith that only a child can have. Now, Mike and Lene, Veda may not be the leader of your home in all things. Maybe she is. But certainly with Kiera, let Veda and Kiera lead in their unashamed and unconditional love for God and follow that in your home. If you want a leader in your home for following God, look to those two. And I think the same holds true for all the people of this parish. Today, God has appointed a new leader for us in Veda. I would go so far to say that God has come among us in the person of Veda, that God is in her, the girl that has now put on Christ. I mean, to be baptized is to participate first in the death and burial of Jesus Christ, and that's where she leads us. And the water in the font, in the baptismal font, is first and foremost a tomb. It's first and foremost a grave. It's Christ's tomb. And Veda is put into this tomb to die to the old self, to die to the brokenness of the world. And then she's raised out of the tomb just like Christ came out of his tomb. Veda is raised out of this tomb so that she can walk in the newness of life. Right? That's what this symbolizes, is death and then life. And don't be forgetting the death, that there is an oldness that has to be put away. And so to truly celebrate Palm Sunday is to do the same thing. Celebrating Palm Sunday and the Lord who enters Jerusalem really is our way of signing up for duty. If we're going to hold these palm branches, we're saying yes to what he does and who he is. It's our way of signing up. It's our way of saying to Jesus, count me in until the end. The path to Pascha, the path to resurrection, the path to eternal life, we know it is going to pass through death. It passes through a cross. It passes through a tomb before it can get to life. And Palm Sunday is a gateway that's going to lead us first through a cross, first through a tomb before it gets us to the resurrection. And therefore, to truly celebrate Palm Sunday is to accept that death as our own and know that there is something that we have to put behind us. There is something that we have to put away from us. But through that putting away, through that death to the old, we will find a path to new life. And that's what Veda's teaching us. That's what Veda's teaching us. It's okay to put away the old for the sake of what is new. And therefore, I think to truly celebrate Palm Sunday is to become again a child in heart. To set aside our agendas, our expectations, to set aside that sense of self-consciousness in our celebration and just sing out no matter who's watching. And to be willing, most importantly, to love and be loved without prejudice. To truly celebrate Palm Sunday is to let the children, and especially New Veda, to lead us. Amen.